we started different tonight as God works. So we do what God puts in our heart to do. And when we do that, when we do the things every day that God is energizing in us and speaking to our hearts, then we walk in freedom. We walk in light. We walk in deliverance. We walk in power. We walk in love. We walk in authority. And there may be different challenges and circumstances that people are facing. And we have an enemy, but he is defeated. He has no jurisdiction or rights in your life. And as we stay with God, we can see his moves. And we can fault them through the words of our mouth, by saying what God puts in our hearts to say, by claiming those great and precious promises. And today I was reminded of a record in Lamentations chapter 3. So I thought I was going to just go through it. Not the whole lot, but just a few verses. This is great wisdom. And it's as we recognize how people walked with God, how they recognize how God moves, and they knew God's ways, and they walked in that power and authority and deliverance. And God wants us to walk in that deliverance. No matter what comes at us, we can have joy and peace and believe in. Whatever the circumstances are, is designed to get our faith down, to get our attention away from God and his promises and what he can do. And it seems like it's real, but it's not real. It's an illusion, and it's called fear. False evidence appearing real. And we are very victorious. So we don't focus our attention to those things. We may have to address some of those things as God is directing us. But when we do it with God, it's easy. God has made things easy for us. And it's just as we are humble and meek and willing to do what God shows us to do. When we do that, and sometimes it might be extraordinary, God gets you to do something. But then when you obey it, then great things happen. Just like with Krishna, when he went to the hospital and ministered to the young man that got bit by a snake, and he was paralyzed, and God told him to hit his legs. Just smack his legs. And the doctor said, well, what do you think that's going to achieve? He says, might you watch my God do what he's going to do. And the guy come around, he got delivered. He should have died. But God is a God of deliverance. And there's no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. We're to cast down imaginations, all these circumstances that we may face, okay, situations that may arise, like the storm arose, but Jesus was in the boat. He was in a deep sleep. Nothing troubled him. Nothing bothered him. These circumstances arise, the winds and the waves, to get us unsettled in our hearts. But we are far above that. We are beyond that, because we have the Spirit of God, and we got God with us. And God has given us authority so that we can rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We have that same authority that Jesus Christ had. And even Jesus said, you know, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you can do the same works and greater. So one of the ways we know the enemy can attack is our energy, is our strength. When we feel tired, oh, I just don't have the faith there. Oh, I just need to sleep. And then depression or oppression. But we've been delivered from oppression and depression. You know, we've been set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. And when we're walking by the Spirit of God, and when our minds is set on God, and we're not looking at those things that are around us, but we're trusting God, and sometimes we wait. We wait on God. And that waiting is continuing to do what God gives us every day to do. So we just keep doing those simple things, knowing that God is going to bring us through the situation, bring us through the storm, bring us through the desert, bring us through the Red Seas, bring us through the mountain and over it and around it, as we wait with him. Our expectation is on God. So God has given us great expectation. And we know that we can't do anything in our own strength, our own effort, our own ability. But this record here in Lamentations really blessed me, and I really just had to read it to you. And in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21, it says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope." When you're in a situation, if you're in a challenging situation, whether it's a health condition, a financial situation, or any other type of situation that can arise in this world, like, what do you recall to your mind? What do you call to your mind? Oh, I've got no money. I've got lack. Oh, this problem's too strong for me. We don't call that to mind. We recall what God says about us and who we are in Christ and what God has done through Jesus Christ for us so that we can live this life like Jesus Christ lived his life with God when he walked the face of this earth. And we are as he is, as Jesus is now at the right hand side of God. That is who we are. That's how we are. And we have to see ourselves like that. As I've shared many times before, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts are very important, and we're to look after our thoughts. If you look after your thoughts will look after you. And the thoughts that you think, you will declare. But if we fill ourselves with our circumstances, our situation, our problem, then we're tending to then speak those things. So what we put in our heart, what we allow to come in, what we dwell on, will come out of our mouth. So the enemy, he likes to talk to our old nature so that we ponder the situation. We consider it, how are we going to get out of this? But we know our God's a God of deliverance. So we can be at rest in these situations. God says, be still and know that I am God. Recall to your mind what God has done for you. Recall to your mind how God has answered your prayers before, how God has delivered you, how God has got you out of certain situations. Recall to your mind these wonderful records of men and women that walk before us and the things that are written in the scripture that we can read and see. How Peter was in the prison, and the prayer and the praise, God sent an angel, delivered them. God can deliver you out of any situation. There's a host of angels that God can use to help you. And he does. And they're active today. And they're active in your life. And they obey the words of God. And when the words of God are coming out from your mouth, they can go to work with those words. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. I have an expectation. I know God's going to come through for me. I know God is faithful. Verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. That compassion is his tender love. God has tender love for you. That's what compassion is, his tender love. He's watching over you. He cares about every detail of your life. He cares about what you think. He cares about what you speak. He cares about your health. He cares about your finances. He cares about your relationships. He cares about everything that you care about. And he's watching over you and he's protecting you. And God has got a plan and an escape route from any situations or difficulties you might find yourself in. God wants you to know that you can go to him with full confidence, that you can enter. You're actually have entered into, you know, his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And what a beautiful verse, you know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When we go to God, we can cast our burdens to him, but we go to him with thanksgiving because we know he's going to give us the request of our lips because we're asking in faith. And God says, you know, in the scriptures, in Hebrews 4:16, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and help in the time of need. God says, come to me, cast your burdens to me, give me all your problems. I'm a mighty God. I'm present to help. I'm right with you right now. You may think you're on your own, but I'm there. I'm with you. I'm watching over you. I care for everything about your life. I care about you. I care about your children. I care about your siblings, your brothers, your sisters, your aunties and uncles. I care about everything you care about. And I've got a plan. And if you stay with me, I can bring that plan to pass. If you stay faithful, I will show myself mighty in your life. And you will be praising me because I'm a God that will do great things when I've got faith to work with. So that tender love, God loves us so much. There's nothing he will not do for you. There is nothing he will not do for you. And when we understand that, we can have great confidence. We can have that great hope, that great expectation. Verse 23 says about the compassions, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And that faithfulness is stability. God is stable. He's not moved or shaken by the force or the things of this world. He's not moved by any of that. So his faithfulness is constant, stable, unmovable. So when we go to him, he will act on our behalf. He will bring that answers, that solutions, the direction, the deliverance, the healing, the finances, the people that we need in our life. God's got a plan, but the enemy wants to move you off course. Just like an aeroplane, when that aeroplane is flying, it's on autopilot. And the winds come and take it off course, but the autopilot gets it back on course. So it stays on course. So when we stay with God, no matter how much those winds blow, we just come back right on course with God. And you are right on course with God. So don't fear about what's going on in the world. There's nothing new under the sun. The enemy has tried things all down through history to enslave people, enslave God's people. But God, he's the God of deliverance. And he has a way every single time. The enemy is a fool, because anytime he tries anything on you or me, he's just making us stronger. He's just making us trust him more. He's just making us press into God more. Can you see? So it's our response. Our response in difficult situations and times is to go to God, is to press into him. And in verse 24, it says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. What does your soul say? What does the depths of your heart say? Your soul is your breath life, your will, your mind and emotions. What do you say when you're going through challenging? Maybe you've been in a situation or bondage for years. Maybe you don't see your circumstances changing. But let me tell you, you've got to see yourself healed. You've got to see yourself prospering. You've got to see yourself moving in your ministry. You've got to see it. If you can see it, you can do it. And so God wants you to really have great expectation. Don't settle for where you are. But expect God to do great things. Expect God to give you the increase in every area. That's what God wants you to do. So the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. And that word hope is to stay. I stay with him. God wants you to stay with him. The Lord is good unto them that wait on him, to the soul that seeketh him. And that seeketh him is to seek him diligently. You know, and if we seek God diligently, he hears us. He goes to work for us. That, you know, nothing pleases God other than faith and those that diligently seek him. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need in this life will be added unto you. And it will be added in abundance, by the way, because God is not stingy. Verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. This word hope here is expectant. It is good that you're expectant, that you're expecting from God. And quietly wait, which means to be still and know that he is God. And the word salvation is deliverance, victory. Okay, so God wants you to wait on him. He wants you to continue to expect from him. And he wants you to go to him in every situation, and he'll bring that deliverance to you. In Proverbs 13:12, it says, hope deferred or hope delayed maketh the heart sick. You know, when you're hoping for something, when you've been waiting a long time, maybe you've been waiting a long time for some deliverance. Maybe you've been waiting a long time for some great abundance. And when it doesn't come, it can crush you. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to kind of hold up the blessings that God has got for you. But he can't when you stay with God. He can't when you're looking to God, when you're speaking from the Father, when you're honoring God with your substance. He can't touch you. He can have a go, but he can't defeat you. He can't conquer you. We conquer him, because it's God that causes us to triumph in Christ. Hope deferred or crushed or delayed maketh the heart crushed. And Jesus Christ has delivered us, right? But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. You know, when you get what you've been desiring, when your dreams come to pass, your strength is renewed like that of the eagles. You rejoice when God answers a prayer, don't you? When you've been praying for something, when you've been looking to God, your heart rejoices. And that's what this is. It's like a tree of life. So whatever you've been waiting, some of you have been waiting for things for a long time, but listen, when it comes, it's a tree of life. You're going to be rejoicing. If you think of a pregnant woman, she wants that baby more than anything. She's got to wait 9 months. So what does she do in that 9 months? She keeps herself healthy. She keeps herself fit. She goes for her checkups. All right. She has her blood taken. She has her scans. And whatever it is they do now for pregnant women, that's what they do, because they want to see the birth all the way through. And then she goes into labor. Oh my God, the pain that I know, because Kim squeezed my hand when she was in labor. And then she says some not very nice things when she was giving birth. But the point is, it may have been pain at that time, but when she was delivered, oh, what joy. It was like a tree of life. Oh, it's out. The pressure's off. And look what I got. I got the baby. I got the answer. And so, you know, we just stay with God in every situation. Don't give up. Don't become weary in well-doing. For you shall reap if you faint not. Keep consistent. Keep persistent. Keep faithful. Be committed. If you're going to do something, do it. If you're going to do something with God, do it. And do it with all your heart. Don't be half-hearted. Because we're born again. Yes, we're going to go to heaven. But if you want a good journey through life, stay with God. Stay faithful, stay doing, stay practicing. Stay practicing the things that you know to do. Psalms 31, verse 23, it says, "Oh, love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer." See, when we're faithful, we're doers. We're doing the things, we're practicing the things. We're practicing speaking in tongues. We're practicing praying. We're practicing casting our burdens upon God. We're practicing honoring God with our substance. We're practicing and ministering to other people. We're practicing praying for the laborers. We're practicing ministering healing to people. See, that's God rewards the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. We're so proud that we're sons of God and that God is with us and he's enabled us to speak his word and to bring deliverance to other people, to set them free, to bring them from darkness to light and from the shadow of death unto God through Jesus Christ and what he's done by preaching the good news, which is the power of God unto salvation. Verse 24 of the same psalm, it says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope or wait in the Lord." As you stay waiting on God, and that's, in other words, just doing what you know to do, staying with God, speaking in tongues, giving him your desires, casting the burdens, seeing the victory. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see it in your mind, then you hold it in your hand. You get the deliverance. You'll get God come through because he is faithful. And in Romans 15:13, it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope." That expectation. Guys, put your expectation on God. Don't look at the situation, it'll bring you low in faith. But whatever's going on, whatever situations you want changed, you give it to God. And then you keep being faithful, doing the things that he's putting in your heart to do. If you run a fellowship, then run that fellowship faithfully. Okay, if you go to a fellowship, go to that fellowship faithfully. Pray faithfully every day. Speak in tongues every day. Be faithful in what you do. And the scriptures say, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. And, you know, God will turn every situation around for his glory. Any test, if you want to call it that, you're going through, God will turn it into a testimony. Any scars from the battle, he will turn into stars. Because we have a mighty God, and he knows exactly every detail of your life. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows exactly how to bring you out, and he knows exactly how to deliver you. So this is what God has put in my heart. It's been burning there all day to share. So just be still. Know that he is God. See yourself delivered. See yourself victorious. See yourself doing the things that you can't do now. See yourself buying that new house, that new car, that dream boat, that camper van. That's what I want. See yourself with it. And give thanks to God that he can provide these things. See yourself doing the things that you want. Like for me, I want to lose weight. I see myself skinny. That's why I put that picture up. So God is with you. See yourself with the laborers. If you want to move God's word, if you want many laborers, then pray to the Lord of the harvest. See your house filled with people. See your soon fellowship filled with people like I do, and like I pray, and like I ask God. God says, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Come on, guys. We are believers, and that's what God expects of us. And he loves you, and he's for you, and he's with you. And he's a God of deliverance, a mighty God. And so we just keep our hearts in freedom. Because again, I'll finish off here now. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So have your expectation on God. So God bless your wonderful hearts.